Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you so much. Thank you for such a great introduction again. Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, it's wonderful to be here on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. We're so encouraged, and God has been so ultra awesome. And this is a line where people are coming from all over the world. They're coming from every church denomination, church affiliation, from every background, from every economic strata, and from all over the world, just to come together and join their hands together with their brothers and sisters to pray together and to praise together. The devil is a liar. They're saying we refuse any longer to be divided, because the enemy has been trying to divide God's people all over the world for eras. He knew and recognized that together we stand and divided we fall. Didn't want us to stand together, but we're praying together as sisters and brothers, and we are praising God together as sisters and brothers. If we trace it all the way back to Adam and Eve, we will discover that we are sisters and brothers, and we are standing together. Prayer army across the world. America and the entire world needs prayer. Have you watched the news lately? So much is going on. And we have to be the saints of God who stand against the wiles of the devil. God bless you. We do love you. We praise God for you and thank God for you this morning. I've been talking about the message, and even others have been talking about the message. It's my money, and I need it now.
This conference is being recorded.
People have been talking about the message, it's my money and I need it now. And I believe the Lord has led me not just to discuss it today with you and bring this message, but I want to talk about it a few days. Some time ago I discovered that God is the God not only of freshness, but he's the God of repetition. Look throughout the Old Testament and you'll see the Ten Commandments repeated over and over again. Look throughout the New Testament and you'll see things repeated over and over again. Many times in the Synoptic Gospels, they say things over and over. God meant that to be so, to help us to get things in our heart. So I want to stay on this a while. It's my money, and I want it now. Why, Dr. Johnson, do you want to stay on this a while? Because the enemy is attacking people in their finances in this day and time as never before. The devil doesn't like you, doesn't want you to have any money, and he certainly doesn't want you to have it now. I hope you're hearing me. He doesn't want you to have any money now. Churches are complaining all over the country that the money is going down, and the support is going down. And I want to read a few scriptures to you, and I want you to adopt these scriptures in your heart. As I approach this message this morning, and let me just say, my mother, she's doing better. Prayer is changing things. Perhaps that's why I have enough energy today to preach this. And so I want to give this to you. It's my money and I want it now. Let me read this for you. Proverbs 10 and 22. For the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. And then let me read this. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. And then it says, and the wealth of the wicked, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. And then let me, thank you, Jesus. want to try to read this to you if I can find it. Thank you so much, Lord. For the love of money is the root to all evil. The love of money is the root to all evil. And then Ecclesiastes over here tells us that money answered all things, but the love of it is the root to all evil. Won't you all pray for me as I try to bring this message? I felt like the other day on the Lifeline when I brought this message and God changed lives forever, I felt like I had to deliver the message. It was kind of like a person pregnant and had to get it out. And I wanted to bring it. And I asked somebody the day before, please pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. Because I felt like that the Lord had revealed some things to me. And the enemy is like a mafia hitman. It's kind of like when you get ready to tell the secrets of the mafia, you have to be careful that they don't try to hit you and take you out because there's such secrets that they don't want people to know. But I had to get it out. But it's kind of like a juror or a person who is a someone who's going to testify against the mafia. Going to testify against the mafia. And once they testify, then they eliminate the stress and the threat. Okay. Why? Because they got it out in the public now. I'm trying to get this out to you because the enemy does not like some of this information that I want to dispense to you. But let me say this to you. I have discovered that God is the richest person on the face of this earth. I want to say that again. God is the richest person on the face of this earth. Well, now, Dr. Johnson, why would you say he's the richest person? Well, we know that the Holy Ghost, according to the Scripture, is the third person of the Trinity. Yeah, and if the Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity, then that must make Jesus the second person of the Trinity and God the first person of the Trinity. But they're all three in one. So we can say God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost are the richest persons on the face of this earth. He is. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Now, Warren Buffett, who is supposed to be the richest man in the world, he's not. God is. Warren Buffett may have the cattle maybe on 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 hills, but God has cattle on a thousand hills. And we are his children. I don't know about you, but I claim him as my father. You ought to claim him as your father. And it would not be a good father to be the richest person on the face of this earth and have his children, the poorest children, on the face of this earth. That doesn't even make common sense. Use your mind on what this morning, please. And God has the nature where he's not going to bless one child and not bless the other child. Let me tell you something. He's the best father ever known in the history of the world and ever will be known in the history of the world. He careth for his children, and he's there for us all the time. And I read that scripture to a while ago. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. Where do you think that came from? It came from the Word of God. And do you think that if God is the richest person on the face of this earth, that he doesn't have an inheritance for you, an inheritance for me? I prayed the other day. God led me to pray. He said, pray that I cut the red tape and release inheritances to the people. You do have an inheritance. Many need to check your inheritance. Amen. For the Lord will release it. God to cut red tape for inheritances in the name of Jesus. Now let me say this to you. Since God is the richest person on the face of this earth and he's blessing his children, rejoice when you get your brother is blessed or your sister is blessed. Don't get jealous of them. Rejoice, because God is not going to bless one child and not bless another child. Maybe your area of need is different from your sister's area, but start praising God, because that's a sign that it's on its way. Just take your natural mother or father. How can they come in the house with a present for your sister and not remember you and bring one to you? That would not be a good thing. That would be ludicrous to think that God would do that. He's remembering you, my brothers and my sisters. And I want to just share this with you, this thing here that I got to get it out, even though the enemy doesn't like it. I want to deal with the love of money is the root to all evil. Now, the love of it is the root to all evil. Sometimes I think the lack of it is the root to all evil, because folks are killing folks everywhere because they don't have it. But the love of it is the root to all evil, says the Word of God. The root. And when I begin to look at this scripture here, for the love of money is the root to all evil, God began to reveal some things to me that the enemy didn't want to reveal, but I'm going to reveal it this morning. He told me to look at the word and kind of take this scripture in retrograde, backwards. The love of money is the root to all evil. Now, I want to just tell you why it has been so difficult for you to get your money. I want to reveal it to you. I want to share with you why it's so difficult for you to get your money. Why is it so hard for you to get money? The love of money is the root to all evil. Look at this thing here. I looked at the word money, and some years ago I went to Washington, D.C., and God gave me great favor with the people at the Mint. That's where they make all the money down there. And they knew who I was, and God gave me favor, and they took me on a private tour just by myself, nobody but me and the guide, through the Mint. It was a lady, and she said, "Dr. Johnson, look here. Here are the presses." She took me in the room where they have the presses going day and night printing money. And I saw on one press it had all $100 bills. Four across, I believe, on this one press. And they had many, many presses. But one press, four across, and five down. So, yeah, so that's, they were $100 bills. Four times five is 20. Every time that thing went down one time, it stamped $2,000. 20 $100 bills. Whoop. It was going like this. Whoop. 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 2,000. 2,000. 2,000. It was going like that. And several presses were in that room, just pressing that money over and over again. And I never will forget it. The lady said to me, she said, "Dr. Johnson," she said, "you know, most people think they know what money is, but they don't really know what it is. You see that money being pressed?" I said, "Yes." She said, "That's not paper as it looks." I said, "What? That's not paper?" She said, "No, it's not paper." She said, "I'll tell you what, let me reveal it to you and show you why I can say that. You got any money in your pocket?" I said, "Yeah." I pulled out a 20 and I had a 1. She said, "Take the 1 and ball it up." And I balled the $1 bill up. And she said, "Now take your hand and kind of just get all the creases out of it and unfold it and unball it." She said, "It should have just stayed kind of rough and everything. But work it a little bit." And I worked that dollar bill. And that dollar bill came back just almost exactly like it was before I balled it up. She said, "Money looks like paper, but it's not." I said, "What is it?" She said, "Material." I said, "What?" She said, "Yeah, it's material. And that's the reason why it can go all around the world and be balled up in somebody's pocket and folded up and balled up and everything else, and it can go through the store and then go to somebody else's hand and be balled up and folded up, and it's still usable and still goes back to how it was when it was going there before. So I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. That's a revelation right there. I said, money is not what it looks like. And God began to reveal to me that money is not money like it just looks like, but money is actually power. That's what it is. It's power. It's power. And so I began to think about that. It is power. Because if people declared, or if the government declared that corn was the currency, people would be trying to grow corn everywhere. They'd have it all in their backyard trying to grow corn, if that's what we use for currency. So when you go to Walmart and you get in line there with several things, several items in that basket, and you want to get those items from the person at the cash register, she wants to know how much power, or where's the power to get this. You want those pants, or you want those clothing. Where is the power to get those clothing? And you present a credit card which has power on it, or you present green dollar bills, or 20s, 100s, whatever. But that's the power that you give her to get those things. It's power. See, everything you try to get in this life is about power. And God began to just reveal that thing to me. It's power. And I want to say to you, God said to me to tell you that everything evil in your life, everything evil that's ever been done to you has been because of the love of power. That scripture says the love of money, power, is the root. I'm going to come back to that. Everything evil done to you in your life, I'm going to come back to that. But the love of power, money, power, money, power, money, power, 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 is the root. What is the root? It is the very foundation of something. It's where something comes from. So the love of power is the foundation to all evil. Well, what is all evil? You say, well, all evil is the gambling casino. No. That's not all evil. It might be some evil, but it's not all evil. All evil is when somebody takes a gun and shoots somebody. No, that's not all evil. That is evil, but it's not all evil. Well, what is all evil? Well, who is all evil? Let me change that to who is all evil. Who is all evil? Well, we know the devil is all evil. Everything he says, everything he does, everything he manipulates, everything he does is about evil, evil, evil. That's Satan. So let's look at this text again. The love of money, power, the love of power is the root, is the foundation to all evil. Satan. So let's say it. Here it is again. The love of power is the foundation of Satan. I hope you're getting this. The love of power is the foundation of Satan. Let me prove it to you. Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. He came out, and the enemy immediately came to him and said, if you be the son of the God, then I know you are hungry, I know you're thirsty, you've been fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Turn these stones to bread so you can eat something here. And then he took him to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. You remember reading that. All the kingdoms of the world. And he said, if you be the Son of God, he said, listen, I'll give you all this power. I'll give you all this wealth or whatever if you will bow down and worship me. So when Jesus came out of the wilderness, the first thing the enemy started hitting him with was his power, and trying to show Jesus the power. But he didn't know that he's the one who created all that stuff. He created everything in the world with God, God with Jesus, with the Holy Ghost, all three according to the Word of God. They created it so the enemy was trying. try to tempt Jesus, but he tried to tempt him with power. All these kingdoms, all the red carpet, you can walk on there and people know you from all over the world. Everything, you can go on all the awards shows, everything else, all the power. I'm going to give you all the wealth. You'll have houses on Hollywood Hills. You'll have every kind of car you want to drive, anything you want in this world, materialistically. I've got it. I will give it to you. And Jesus told him, get behind me. But enemy used power trying to tempt Jesus. Amen. He showed him. Do you think if he was trying to take over the world and trying to annihilate or destroy Jesus, he would have used his second best or his first best? He would have used his first best. He would have used the best power he had, and that was the love of money. Now, I want to go back to this. I told you that anything evil has been done to you is because somebody was in love with power. Think in your life. Go back to your early childhood life and go back to your life 10 days ago, 5 days ago, 1 day ago. If anybody really hurt you, and that has happened to me, but if anybody ever hurt you, anybody did anything to you to belittle you or to make you, to treat you with disrespect or to try to push you down and make it seem like you ain't nothing and all that kind of stuff, it was because they were in love with power. Everything evil that has ever been done to you, ever in your life, ever in your life, has been done to you because somebody wanted power, or somebody was in love with power, or somebody was on an ego trip trying to show their power. It's always been about power. If you're on your job and they've been mistreating you on your job, it's because somebody wants power or has power or trying to show that they have power over you. It's always about power. Anything evil ever in the world ever done has been done because of somebody who was manipulating or loved or wanted power. That's, can't get around it. The love of power is the root. It's the foundation. That's the answer to your question. You've been wondering why that lady did that to you, why that man did that to you. It's because of the love of power. It is the root, the foundation to some evil. No. To everything has ever been done in your life, to all evil, it is the root, the foundation of Satan himself. Now, let me answer this question for y'all now. The reason why your money has been so difficult to get, so hard to get, is because Satan's kingdom is built on the love of money, the love of power. It is the very foundation. It is the root. It's the foundation of Satan's kingdom. The love of money is the foundation of Satan's kingdom. The love of money is the foundation of Satan's kingdom. And if he puts it, or he's not going to put it, but if it gets in your hands and you start to use it to destroy his foundation. Are you getting this now? Reason why he makes it so difficult for you to get, because if you start using it for the love of Jesus and to help win lost souls, you are destroying the very foundation of Satan himself. I hope you got that. I know that's heavy, but I hope you get this. That's why the enemy fights you so in your money area, because if it gets in the hands of the saints, again, it will destroy his foundation. And let me give you an example here. Here, go back to Exodus. Oh my God! Remember when God created, when God put Moses in place, rather, as a deliverer. And somebody's in the mic. Somebody's by the phone. You're trying to clear your sinuses. That's not a good thing. Please don't do that. Moses here goes to the Pharaoh, and God tells him to go there and tell him to let my people go. And he does that. He goes to the Pharaoh and says, God's gonna send flies, and he's going to send pestilence, and he's going to turn the water to blood, and he does that. And then all that, he turned darkness all over the land and everything else. And Pharaoh, the last straw is that the firstborn of every family, the male in every family, will die. And Pharaoh releases the people of God and allows them to go into the wilderness to worship the Lord. I hope y'all are hearing me here. But now, get this. There was an exchange of wealth before they did that. The first exchange of wealth happened with the children of Israel. They were getting ready. Pharaoh finally released them, and Moses told them to go to the Egyptians and to borrow all of the wealth, the silver and the gold, from the Egyptian. And they did that. And when they went there and borrowed all of the gold from the Egyptians, oh my God, the Bible says they spoiled the Egyptians. All the wealth went to the people of God then. Oh my God. And Pharaoh and his army got after Moses for two or three reasons. They got after the children of Israel, trying to kill them because they had spoiled Egypt. They got the wealth from Egypt. God had given it to them. He knew that they were never coming back to Egypt, and Moses told them to go and borrow all the silver and borrow all the gold from the Egyptians. And they got favor from the Lord, and they borrowed all the gold and all of the silver from Egypt and spoiled Egypt. All right, somebody's in the mic, or somebody's by the phone and making noise. Please refrain. I appreciate it. I know the devil doesn't want. That's a good sign right there, because anytime you get to telling anything the devil doesn't want you to tell, he'll always try to distract people from hearing what you're trying to say because he doesn't want it to get out. But I'm going to tell it anyway. So the first exchange of wealth that I found in the Word of God was when Moses and the children of Israel borrowed all the gold and the silver from the children of Israel. And they went away from Egypt knowing that they would never return. Oh, my God. So now we understand. There it is again. You're right in the mic, darling. Please don't do that. You're clearing your sinuses and stuff. Just press star six, and that will put you on mute. All right, now let me go back to that again. Here they borrowed all the gold and all the silver from the Egyptians, knowing that they would never return. And the Bible is right. They spoiled Egypt. Yeah, they spoiled Egypt. Oh, my God. Here they are. They weren't just millionaires. They were billionaires. Billionaires. Now, I want you to follow this. Who became God's bride? Children of Israel became God's bride. Who is God's bride now? God's bride now is you and me. Are you and me? Yes, you and me. Praise God. But we are God's bride. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So God gave the wealth from Egypt to his bride. It's our money. He gave it to his bride. We are the modern day bride. God allowed us all the money from Egypt, and it's our money, and I want it now. I tell you, the enemy has had God's money too long, and it's our money, and we ought to want it now. honey, ever since back here in Exodus when God gave it to his people, it was back for our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather and great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great, you understand what I'm doing, great-grandmother. It was given to our folks, and we are the descendants of the children of Israel. We are the modern-day bride. It was given to our family, and we ought to recognize that it's our money, and we ought to want it now in the name of Jesus. Oh, the devil is a liar. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy because he doesn't want you to get the money. Because it's the love of it is the root to his kingdom. It's the foundation of a kingdom. So he makes people want to love it. No, no, we don't have to love it. No, no, no. We just have to know what's ours is ours. And somebody wrote the song, what God has for me is for me. That's your money given to your ancestors. And you are the great 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 grandson or granddaughter of your ancestors. Oh my God! And God has ordained it to be so that his people, since he's the richest person on the face of this earth, that his people would not be poor. So now let me tell you something. Just open up your mind for a moment. Who do you think is putting out propaganda that God's people should not have wealth, that God's people should not have wealth, when God is the richest person on the face of this earth? Who you think putting that out? You think God said, oh, I don't want you to have no wealth. Oh, no, 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 no. I don't want you to have no wealth. No, 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 no. Do you think the devil said, oh, I don't want you to have no wealth, because if you get that wealth, you'll help destroy my kingdom. You'll help get the gospel all over the world. You'll help destroy the foundation of my kingdom. I believe it would be the devil trying to convince you that you're supposed to be poor. I believe the devil is trying to convince you that you're not supposed to have nothing, because he doesn't want you to have nothing. Why? Because the love of it and even money used by the saints and God will help destroy the foundation of his kingdom. He doesn't want you to have it. That's why he puts it in the hands of his people. Oh, I want my people to have it. I want my people to have it. They'll flourish what I'm trying to do all over the earth. They'll teach my propaganda everywhere. They'll tell people that it's all right to marry another man, a man marrying a man. If I give it to them, they'll help put it on across there for the Congress. They'll help it. They'll put money in the hands of congressmen. They'll put money in the hand of the Senate, and they'll get it passed that it's all right to marry for a man to marry another man and a woman to marry another woman. If I give them money, they'll grease the hands of those Republicans and the Democrats, and then vote that thing in that I'm trying to get in, because that's my people. I want them to marry a man and marry another man. If I give them money, they'll help get that taking the prayer out of schools. If I give them money, they'll help do my will all over the world. I got to get the money in their hands, because people follow other people who are successful. So I'm going to get the money in their hands so they'll look successful, and I'll lead the world through them into becoming a destructive world all over. And they'll see murders everywhere. They'll see rapists everywhere. They'll see all this going on everywhere, because I'm putting money in the hands of the evil people who will try to destroy the world. I don't want to go down by myself. I know the world tells me that I'll be destroyed one day, so I love company, because my name is Misery. I got to get my money in the hands of the people everywhere. See, that's the enemy. He doesn't want you to think that you're supposed to be wealthy. He doesn't want you to think that you're supposed to have the best of everything. He doesn't want you to think that, because if you think that, you will get the money, because, you see, as a man thinketh, so is he. And God told us that whatever we declare on this earth and everything we loose on this earth shall be loose in heaven. And when you start saying, I am wealthy, it's loosed in heaven. You are wealthy. When you start saying, I am prosperous, it's loosed in heaven. You are prosperous. When you start saying, I'm an overcomer, it's loosed in heaven. You are an overcomer. But see, the enemy wants you to start saying, oh, I ain't gonna have nothing. I ain't gonna never have nothing. I'll always be in debt. I ain't gonna have no money. It ain't coming to me. I ain't gonna be nothing in life. See, he wants you to say that unless you put it in Jesus. Because I say, I ain't nothing, but I'm saying that after I say I ain't nothing, I'm except what Jesus makes me. I put it all on Christ. We are what Jesus makes us. We can be blessed everywhere. We can have money in our bank account. It can be in the black rather than the white, rather than in the red. You understand what I'm trying to say? See, the enemy doesn't want you to even think it. He doesn't want you to have it because he knows that you will help destroy the very foundation of his kingdom. God told us we got to get the gospel everywhere. That's helping to destroy the foundation of Satan's kingdom. God told us in his word that we are supposed to bind devils and we are supposed to cast them out. That's destroying the very foundation of his kingdom. And when God blesses us and puts money in our hand, we'll help to get the gospel everywhere, help win lost souls everywhere, help sponsor crusades everywhere. I want to somehow rent stadiums everywhere that we might come together to give praise unto God as never before. That's helping to destroy the foundation of Satan himself. And God wants his people to have the money that we might be able to destroy the foundation of Satan himself. Listen, it's our money, and I want it now. How about you? It's my money, and I want it now. It's my money, and I want it now to bless God's kingdom. It's my money, and I want it now to help win lost souls. It's my money, and I want it now to get the gospel all over the world. It's my money, and I want it now. I wish I could get somebody to say those things, because you see, whatever you lose on this earth, it's going to be loose in heaven. You got to open your mouth, and you can't say it like you don't mean it. You got to talk to the devil like you really mean it. Devil, it's my money, and I want it now. Say it. It's my money, and I want it now. It's my money. It's my money, and I want it now. Open doors, Lord. That red tape, that people can get the money from you, Lord, and from you. The devil is a liar, and it's our money, and we want it now, 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 now. Say it. Let it come out of your mouth. It's my money, and I want it now. Let it come out of your mouth. It's my money, and I want it now. Lucifer, Lord, I'm asking you to dispatch the angels that defeated Satan in kingdom in heaven, Lord. I'm asking you to dispatch the angels against him in the financial world and release the money. It's our money, and we want it now. We got the consciousness to know that we're supposed to use the money to help destroy the kingdom of Satan. Thank you, Jesus. It's our money. And we want it now. It's our money, and we want it now. In the name of Jesus, say it with your mouth. Let it come in your mouth. Listen on this earth. It's my money, and I want it now. Listen on this earth. It's my money, and I want it now. Now, now. In the name of Jesus, God destroy every demon that's trying to hold the money back. In the name of Jesus, put the blood of Jesus on the money. Put the blood of Jesus on the money. Yeah, but you don't have to use it because the blood of Jesus is on the money. In the name of Jesus, put the oil of the anointing. You have the anointing on the money because the anointing destroys all yours. Put it on the money in the name of Jesus and release it to your people again. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless all of y'all today. Amen. I'm gonna deal with this. I want you to get people on the line to hear this message. I'm gonna bring it. The Lord said it again. I'm gonna bring it again tomorrow. Get people on the line to hear this message. It's my money, and I want it now. I got it out now, and I don't have to. I'm like a person who's gonna testify on the stand. Once you tell it, you don't have to worry about. People retaliating against you and the enemy retaliating because I got it out. It's my money. I want it now. Amen. So get people on the line tomorrow. I want to talk about that. People need to deliverance in the money area. Oh, and I feel, oh, my God, a great release in the spirit. Amen. God's been waiting for this to be revealed to his people. Yeah. Look for chunks. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, oh, to shake the chunk tree up in heaven. Oh, I see them falling everywhere. Take your hand in the spirit realm. It may look crazy, but take your hand and put your hands out. Hold that phone under your ear and put your hands out, both hands out. Cup them. Amen. So some of these chunks will fall to you and put them into your chest. Put them into your chest. Take them, put them into your chest. Lord, shake the chunk tree and let other chunks fall from heaven Yeah. Take him and put him into your chest like you believe it. See, that's the act of really receiving. You got to believe. Take him and put him into your chest in the name of Jesus. Father, bless people financially. Send checks and money that they don't even know of. Let people shake money in the hand. Send unknown checks. Inheritance, Lord, I pray that you cut the red tape. Oh, I see a sword cutting red tape. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless the people financially everywhere. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. Release it. It's being released. Devil, release it. The blood of Jesus get on you. The blood of Jesus get on the money. Lord, if the enemy tries to hold him back, let the blood of Jesus get on his hand, which will make him bow down and worship Jesus as Lord and Savior. It's our money, and we want it now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we declare it for the glory of God. Not for me, not for you, not for anybody, but for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus is our money, and we want it now. God bless you. Thank God I brought it here today. Amen. I'm going to ask one of our ambassadors to take it a little further here, if you will. Praise the Lord. It's one of our money, and we want it now. Line is open to any of you all. Oh, praise the Lord. All right, do I have any ambassadors on the line? All right, God bless you. I know some of you there. Maybe you can't hear me well. But let's move a little further. All right, do we have any praise reports?
I'm here, Piper. God bless you. Praise God. Thank God for the word. This is our money, and we want it now. I have it, Ambassador Johnson. God bless you for that wonderful, wonderful message, letting us know how to claim our inheritance, letting us know how to go to God for ourselves and shake the chunk tree and let the money fall. Praise God. We want to thank you and encourage your heart for bringing such wonderful message, because many people don't know how to claim their inheritance, how to even go about getting the inheritance. Just thank God for that. And if someone on here want to just share encouragement with Dr. Johnson this morning, our chief ambassador, on that word, because I know someone needed to know that. Someone needed to hear how to claim their inheritance. You've been waiting a long time. So if you want to encourage his heart, this is the time to do so. God bless you. Anyone?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I just wanted to say that as soon as... I'm Laren. I am Ambassador Darden, Sharon Darden's daughter. And as soon as Ambassador...
God bless you, Sister Aaron.
Thank you, sir. As soon as you started praying, Ambassador, I saw, like, gold angels, like, shooting out of heaven. Just gold angels. And it, like, almost like rock is what they look like. As soon as you started praying, I was like, okay, so... I am waiting on some money to come to me. Today, I was waiting on my letter Monday, but amen, it is coming. It is coming because I saw the angels. I saw them gold rockets flying out of the sky. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Anybody else?
All right, saints, come on. Let's encourage his heart. Amen. Someone need to know how to claim their...
Praise God, this is Ambassador Stiff from Arkansas. God bless you, Chief. It is my money, and I want it now. Ah, Jesus, I grabbed it. I grabbed it by faith. And I also...